Every seller has a story. I'm Georgia Mampanis, and welcome to our newest episode of the eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast, where each month we spotlight sellers with a story to share with us. Our guest this episode is waiting in the green room, but before we bring them on, I have a question I want to ask you. Are you a seller looking to take your business to the next level? Do you need additional money to help grow? Well, listen up. We are celebrating small businesses by awarding 50 sellers $10,000 each, plus personalized coaching and other business growth resources through a special acceleration program. The eBay Up and Running Grant Program is back for a fourth year in a row. Through this program, we've given about $1.5 million to 150 eBay sellers since 2020, just like you. To apply, please go online to ebay.com/upandrunning to start your submission. We can't wait to learn more about how we can help your business grow. Speaking of growing businesses, our guest this episode took their selling on eBay full-time and quickly grew out of a two, then three-bedroom apartment, and now have moved into a new home with 3,750 square foot warehouse just behind it. Welcome, Jonathan and Carrie Prue.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So let's jump right in. Tell us about your business. What do you sell?
We mostly sell a lot of business and industrial parts, agricultural parts, replacement parts, sometimes geared towards even consumers or replacement appliance parts. It's very broad, but we don't do a whole lot of consumer goods, consumer electronics, things like that. So we fit a niche out there. I think I would say a lot of our sales are business to business. I mean, we've never done a survey, but I would say that's what most of our sales are comprised of, business to business sales.
Cool. And do you know any businesses off the top of your head that you've sold to?
No. I mean, I know we've sold to even doctors before. One time we sold a clamp that goes over the patella during surgery.
Oh, that's really cool. So basically you're saving lives without even realizing it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. And Carrie, when did you start selling?
Well, Jonathan started selling first. He went to school part-time, didn't really have a lot of time in the afternoon to have another part-time job on top of that. So he was just starting to thrift and just started selling kind of as a hobby. And then it got a little bit bigger and then he found the auction. And so I was doing hair and I was like, I want to stay home and do what you're doing. Before the end of 2014, I quit my job and started working with him full-time.
Awesome. Okay. So you mentioned you're doing hair. So what about hair were you doing? What were you doing before, you know, you jumped right into selling with Jonathan?
I was managing a Great Clips before, you know, and I was gone a lot. My hours were kind of crazy and I was like, this sucks. I want to be home.
And now you get to spend more time with him. So Jonathan, what were you doing before then?
So I was just attending school. And to correct the record though, I actually sold my first item, I think early 2000s when I was maybe like 13. I ordered all the priority mailers and everything and all that. And I could only find one thing to sell, which is a walkie-talkie. And then I couldn't find anything else to sell.
At 13, that was probably a hot commodity, right?
Oh, man, I wanted them so bad as a kid. And then we never really used them. And I lost one. And I was like, well, someone might be looking for another one. So I had actually always had a dream of selling. I used to thrift a lot when I used to enjoy shopping for clothes, which I don't anymore. And I thought it'd be fun to sell clothes. Now you couldn't convince me to sell clothes. I would never do it. But yeah, so after school every day, like Carrie said, I didn't have much time for a part-time job, but I had enough time to stop at the thrift store every day. As soon as I sold the first item, I just was hooked. I remember that first ka-ching. It was just a great feeling.
Did you start this with the intention of selling B2B or you kind of just ended up there?
Kind of just ended up there because, I mean, the things we'd get at thrift store were, you know, mostly to other consumers or sold to consumers, you know, car radio or Nerf guns and things like that. But it was the auction that we started attending a lot of their clients. You know, it just ended up that way because some of their clients are big shippers and the things that don't make it are those heavy things that aren't boxed well and they fall out. And that's agricultural parts, automotive parts. It's those kinds of things because these companies have an acceptable loss. They don't spend all this time packaging this stuff really well because they just write it off. And then so the shipper sends it to the auction. So it's just a result of the clients that send things to the auction. But I prefer it. I don't think I enjoy selling consumer goods as much.
Can you tell us more about what the auction is? Actually, you did mention it.
It's just a liquidation auction that we go to. They're really all over the country. I mean, people are fairly familiar with the Amazon ones nowadays. You see ads for those all the time. People are fairly familiar with the Amazon liquidation auctions, returns, things like that. This auction's been around for decades, and it's just local here to where we're at.
And where is it that you're located?
I don't want to give away too many details.
Give us a state.
Oh, it's in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
The action is in Salt Lake.
We are in Utah.
Jonathan, you mentioned in your up and running grant application, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, but that you're not able to work a regular 9-to-5. So what is it about running your own business that caters to your needs and abilities?
Anytime I had a 9-to-5 job, I mean, the most recent job I had had before selling was actually noon to 9 p.m., I think. But like that fixed schedule just never worked for me. I've always suffered with depression and ADD and anxiety. And actually, most of the time when I start a job, I'd be really excited and come into it really excited to try to work my way up, whether it was a gas station, which I did not last very long at, or a loan servicer. But I found very quickly that I couldn't climb as quickly as I wanted to. People didn't recognize my abilities. And particularly at the gas station, people saw me as a threat because they were the assistant manager and they just wanted to cruise through life. And I really wanted to go at it. And so, you know, when I went to school, I went for collision repair. And by the time I graduated, I realized that I don't think I could handle going in every day at 9, 8, 7, whatever in the morning and work my way up from pushing brooms to sanding panels to finally maybe becoming a painter. I mean, I didn't realize how difficult it would be. And I just realized I don't think I could do it. But I fortunately had, you know, started selling on eBay and realized that I could make something of it and that it would give me the freedom to live my life as I wanted to and be able to work through my ups and downs. Those depressed times that I could take a nap if I needed to or not work that day.
Or take some time off, put your store for time away and take a few days to yourself?
No, we've only done that twice in 9 years. And the first time we lost our top rated seller.
Yeah, we did it wrong.
Yeah. Well, that was before they fixed it. They've fixed it now. But no, just, I mean, it's just being able to go with the ebbs and flows. Shipping every day wasn't an issue, but
yeah, when you're working for someone else, you can't really have good days, bad days. When you're your own boss, it's totally fine.
Exactly. Yeah, you can be on and off, but yeah, at work, you got to be on 24/7. Carrie, did you know Jonathan was applying to the Up and Running grant?
Yeah, no, I didn't know. I remember seeing a link for it, you know, on eBay one day and thinking, oh, that'd be cool. We should apply for that. And I think, you know, and then I saw like a deadline. Maybe I got an email for a deadline and asked Jonathan about it. And he's like, oh, yeah, don't worry. I filled that out. It was cool. I was proud of him and excited.
And what was your reaction when you won?
Oh, my goodness. I was totally shocked. I mean,
it's like, who's pranking me? What?
Yeah.
Well, and they, oh, sorry. Go ahead, Carrie.
No, no, you go ahead. You go ahead. It's a cool story.
Well, and they did kind of prank me.
We did? Wow, that's so rude. What do you mean?
Oh, well, I mean, it was a pleasant prank. So they had contacted me, and it wasn't the first time I'd been contacted by someone at eBay. You know, someone contacted me and reached out and said, hey, do you want to join this meetup group that we're hosting at the eBay campus? They weren't running it, but they allowed us to hold it there. I had gotten emails from eBay directly before, and I'd met eBay people, employees at those meetup groups before it ended when COVID came around. So I got an email and they said, hey, we'd like to interview some sellers and I think show those interviews to the executives so they can learn about sellers and their lives and how they run their business. I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, yeah, sure, great. So they came, and it was actually someone I'd met previously. A growth advisor came to interview me. They brought a videographer who was, yeah, I think he was from California, flown him in, and felt pretty special.
Oh, wait, did you get the balloons too?
Yeah, I did. And I'll tell you a funny thought I had about that. But they interviewed me and in my dark garage with boxes piled around me. And at the end, he kept mentioning that there was a colleague of his that was coming still. And I didn't think anything of it. I was like, why would someone else be coming afterwards? I was like, yeah, why didn't I think that was strange? Because why would we need someone else? The interview was coming to a close. And they went out. Can't remember his name. Do you remember what was his name? Remember we were talking about him last time that interviewed me?
Casey.
Yeah. So Casey, who was interviewing me, went out and he's, I'm going to go get my colleague. She's here. And they were gone for a while. And it was just the videographer and I. And then he had to go out and was miking her up, I guess. And I was like, didn't even think anything. And then she walked in with balloons. And I didn't know what was really going on. And as soon as I figured it out, my first thought wasn't, hey, we won this grand. My first thought was, my kids are going to love those balloons. I just was so shocked. That's as much as I could process. It was really cool to be recognized.
I love that. Carrie, when you first saw it, what were you thinking that you wanted to do with the money? How did you want it to help your business?
I don't know if we really had anything specific. Just, you know, just wanted to continue to grow, build our inventory. And
yeah, inventory is a very big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just prior to applying, we actually, the year prior, had actually made some large financial investments. So we'd kind of already, you know, invest in our business. We financed equipment. Having the money would be just nice to have a little bit of security blanket. I'm sure I maybe had said something in the grant application of what we were going to do with it, but I don't remember at this point. But yeah, we didn't really have any plans.
But you were obviously able to do something with the money. So Harry, tell me, what were you able to do with the money that you've received?
The grant itself, it gave us a lot of confidence. It made us feel, you know, recognized and like we've been working really hard. And we decided to look into buying a house. Yeah, $10,000.
And are you officially moved in or are you in the process of moving in?
I'm sitting in my daughter's room right now. We're totally moved in. Jonathan's, I mean, we've got like two more days of him moving out his garage out of our old house. We're almost there, yeah.
And then tell me a little bit more about the warehouse you have behind the house.
So our warehouse is huge. It's almost, 4,000 square feet. And we've got tons and tons of space. It's huge. And it's awesome that it's just right behind our house, you know.
It's quite a much longer commute to work than I'm used to. It's a little over 2 acres that we got. And it's kind of a long walk, but.
But Carrie had mentioned earlier, you know, that she felt recognized and felt important. So tell me more about like the importance of winning the grant.
Filling out the application was, I mean, it had been a long time since I'd essentially answered essay questions, and that's what it felt like. And it was emotional, especially since I discussed how the business helped me work through my depression. And it was very difficult. And, you know, I realized that a lot of people were filling that application out, and a lot of people had their own stories. A lot of people had their own struggles just as hard to them as mine are to me and to Carrie, because my struggles aren't my own when you're in a relationship with kids. And when she came in to tell me that we won the grant, she mentioned that she had read my application. And I can't remember exactly what she said, but that's what set me apart. And so it just felt so good for someone to read what I wrote in the story I shared about me and my family and how eBay's helped us and to a degree saved my life. I know that sounds a little extreme, but it just was amazing to hear that someone had read that and it stood out amongst so many other applications. And so I think that's what kind of gave me the confidence to say, let's start looking. And then a sequence of other events made it possible for us to actually get a house. Everything just kind of fell into place. It's been one of the hardest things that we've ever done together. It's been a long process. Yeah.
What are some tips you'd give other sellers to help make their application stand out from others? And Jonathan, since I know you applied for this, maybe you can answer this one.
Just to tell your story. Don't try to embellish. You know, a lot of people say that fake it till you make it. Don't. Just tell the true story, who you really are. Don't try to make yourself sound bigger than you are. Just really put yourself out there.
Thank you. Carrie, where can listeners find you and your store online?
So our store is called We Can Sell That.
Simple as that. Love it. We can sell it. And the confidence, they can sell it.
It used to be I Can Sell That. And then when Carrie came on, she said, we need to change it.
It's an upgrade. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much both for being here. I really appreciate your time and, you know, sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Jonathan and Carrie sell on eBay under the store name We Can Sell That. Check them out for all your business and industrial needs. To apply for the Up and Running grants, please go online to ebay.com/upandrunning. We hope you'll join us our next episode where we'll shine the spotlight on another seller with an amazing story to share. I'm your host, Georgia Mampanis. Jim Griffith is our editor-in-chief. The eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast is produced by Libsyn and Podcast 411.